Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Hi, I'm Kristen.
And I'm Dina.
And we are the Freaky Book Bees. Bees, guys. Oh my god.
We were not meshed up that time at all.
Let's do it again. And we are the
Freaky Book Bees.
There we go. Perfect. Good intro. Love it. We did great. All right. So, today on episode 52, man, we were like throwing these episodes out like crazy, and then we just got out episode 50 and stopped caring.
Yeah, and then we were like, I need to get my life together.
Break time. Yeah. Okay. So on episode 52, we are reading a book today called Sharing Noel. It's also a Christmas-themed book. And it's by Margot Scott. So, I've been reading a lot of Margot Scott stuff. So, like, I'm going to talk about this book. And as I'm talking about this book, you're also going to learn about her other books, because she's got a theme that goes on in her books.
Why not?
Mm-hmm. So in this,
your cat is trying real hard to get in here.
Oh yeah, I can see her feet under the door. She's such a turd. Sorry about that, guys. Our kitten is a lunatic. Anyway, so in this book, we learn that this girl works for a restaurant, and her dad, like, it starts out with, on her day off, she's a little salty because, like, she's on hiatus from school, and her dad wants her to go to lunch with him and his new girlfriend, and it's 5 days till Christmas, and she's super excited because she spends Christmas with her dad every year at their house that she grew up in. It's like in the family forever. And so she gets, oh, it's dinner, sorry. She gets there, she's like a little bit late, and as she's going in, she decides to sneak in the back way, and as she's going, she sees one of her coworkers fighting with this super hot guy in the alley. And he's like, Kara, I don't do relationships, you know this. And she's like, you've slept in my apartment every night this week. And he's like, I'm just being honest, you're not my thing. And so she's like mad, and she's like, he's got these beautiful ocean blue eyes, and they just knock me off my feet, and his chin length hair and a day old scruff. He's just like this super hot guy, and he's really tall. And she's like, get the hell out of my way, guys, I gotta get inside. Because she's like freaking out, because she's blatantly checking him out in front of her coworker, who's clearly with him. And she's like, oh man, that sucks for you, Kara. And so she goes in and goes to sit down, and then her dad's like with her, with this woman, Miranda. And she's like, sorry, I'm late, I took a nap this afternoon, overslept. And he's like, well, that's what you get when you're crashing on someone's couch. I don't understand why you won't let me pay for a sublet. And she's like, there's no point for you, because, you know, she's off of school, so she's just not in her dorm. So she's just kind of like hanging out at people's houses until school's back on again. And she's like, anyway, I'm going to be at home with you. And she's like, Miranda's like, it's so nice to see you, how are finals? And she's like, great, and I love your dress. And then he's like, we're waiting on one more person. And she's like, who? And he's like, Miranda's son. And then they had said that they wanted to discuss something. So she's like, oh my God, they got engaged. And that's what he wants to tell us. So then the fourth person comes up, and it's that hot guy from the alley. And his name is Sawyer. And Miranda's like, this is my son Sawyer. I'm so excited. And obviously, like, it's immediately obvious that her dad doesn't, Noelle's dad does not like Sawyer, and he's like, Sawyer's like a dick to him. He's like, is it Richard or do we call you Dick? He's like, it's Richard. He's like, orders his food and everything, and they're like, so they start, and she's like, Sawyer's a chef, and he's like a sous chef, and he actually used to work there too, but then he quit because he's like, so Noelle, from what I gather, is like 18.
Okay.
Like, you don't realize this at first. You don't realize just how young she is. Like, so I was, like, assuming she was, like, 21 or something. But she's, like, 18 or 19. I can't exactly remember. And he, Sawyer, is, like, 29. And,
so it's, like, an 11-year difference?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and she's definitely got the hots for him. Well, Richard and Miranda announced that they're already married.
Oh.
And then they announced that instead of celebrating Christmas as a family, they're going on a cruise to celebrate their honeymoon. And also the house is being sold, so Noelle literally has nowhere to go. And her dad's like, I can get you that sublet. Because she's like, why are you selling the house? And he's like, well, we don't want to live there anymore. And she's like, why wouldn't you talk to me about this? And he's like, it's not really your decision. Your child. Like,
oh, jeez. Your child, but you have nowhere to live.
Yeah. So she gets upset and she goes up to the bar and to get a, you know, because she's underage.
Mm-hmm.
So she can't, you know, get a drink. So then Sawyer shows up and she's like, he's like, let me get you a drink. And the bartender's like, I can't give you a drink. And he's like, oh, she's 19. Okay, that's where you learn it. Okay. She's 19.
So it's 10
years. And he'll be 29 in January, so he's almost 29. And then she's like, your mom doesn't look old enough to have a 28-year-old son. He's like, that's because she was 16 when they had me. Whatever. It is what it is. And she's like, this is so embarrassing because this is my dad's fourth marriage. And he's like, this is my mom's third. And then... Mm-hmm. Her mom lives in a hippie sex commune.
Love that for her.
Yeah, like, that's why her parents split up, because she just realized she didn't want to be with him. She wanted to be with everyone.
I mean, you know, so, to each their own.
Yeah. And then she's like, I was in a polyamorous relationship. He had a long-term girlfriend, and I was, like, the side piece, and... She's like 19 too, so why is your little ass in a polyamorous relationship already? But he's like, I don't have lasting entanglements. And she's like, oh, so you're a fuckboy. And he's like, oh, that's a fuckman to you. And he's like, but yeah, I guess that's right. And she's like, oh, okay. Well, then he's like, she starts talking about how she doesn't have anywhere to go for Christmas now. And he's like, well, I go to see my dad. Because his dad runs like a resort with like cabins and stuff, and she's like, he's like, why don't you come with us? We do like a Christmas, we go cut down a tree, decorate it, cook Christmas mm-hmm. dinner and stuff. And she's like, you know what? Yeah, I'm gonna go with this guy that I've never met, who's, you know, 9 years older than me, almost 10 years older than me, whatever. And then you meet Colton, who's the dad. Okay, so without spending 300 hours going into this book, basically she has this huge crush on Sawyer. Mm-hmm. They get there, she's just so fun and happy, and she's just this breath of fresh air that nobody knew they needed. And Colton, the dad, falls for her.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So like Sawyer's dad?
Yes. So let's math it. So he was 16. When they so had he'd be Sawyer, and Sawyer was 28, almost 29.
So let's go for
28. It's like 44, 45. Okay. So, yeah. So the dad is about 45. The son is about 29. The girl's 19. And she, literally the first night they're there, she's like, oh, let's get in the hot tub. And then she sits between the dad and the son and gets naked and is like, let's fucking do it. And this dad and son, who, by the way, don't like each other. They fight all the time. Like, the son goes there and the dad's always like, I want you to take over the family business. And the son's like, stop trying to trap me. And yeah, they have this terrible relationship where they fight and make shitty remarks to each other all the time. And it's clear that the dad, like, wants to to make up with the son, but the son's, like, too stubborn. And so Noelle's like, I'm going to bring them together. And I'm going to bring them together with my
vagina.
Vagina, yes. And so they're in a hot tub. She gets both of them naked and is like, both of you do me. So they both do her, like, awkwardly. It describes how awkward it is because they're trying not to touch each other and stuff, but then eventually their hands touch when they're both like playing with her hoo-ha and stuff. And I think that first night they just kind of like get her off and then she gets them off, but they don't actually do it. But then Sawyer keeps calling her little sister.
Yeah.
And she's like, he's like, if you think I'm hot, little sister, wait till you meet my dad. Well, he didn't say that, but she imagined he did.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so over the course of those days, she literally, like, starts fucking both of them. And then his stepmom, like, he's been working on this barn to start doing, like, special events and stuff in the back. And so she was, like, helping him and stuff. And then his mom calls Miranda and she's like, we want to have a wedding, like a reception, invite like a New Year's Eve party and invite all of our friends and like celebrate our wedding and New Year's and stuff. And she's like, oh my god, let's do the barn. And obviously Sawyer and his dad are like, we don't want those motherfuckers here. And she's like, it'll be great. And then like, this is like a soft opening. If this works, then you can rent out the barn to like strangers and stuff. And like, oh, also they love her customer service abilities because she's like,
sorry.
Tina, didn't you silence your phone?
I did, but my alarms still go off, apparently.
What does that alarm mean?
It means it's time to eat.
No, I'm hungry. All right, we'll wrap this up. We're only 12 minutes in. Anyway.
Makes up for the last one being a half an hour.
I know, right? So, anyway. So they set up this whole barn party and everyone shows up. Well, then her dad is like being a dick because she was like, I'm not going to go back to school. And he's like, the fuck you aren't. And she's like, I'm an adult now. Because, you know, she's 19. And then she like runs off because she just like needs to get away for a few minutes. And then the Colton comes to find her and, I remember now. Colton runs off because he doesn't like people, so he just goes to hide. Well, then Miranda, the ex, shows up and starts coming on to him and grabbing his dick and stuff. And then the door opens and Noelle's like, and he's like, Noelle, it's not what it looks like. And then she like leaves and then Miranda's like, wait, why the fuck did you say that? And then so she goes back to the party and then puts them on blast. Because, mm-hmm. And when they first got there, they were under the impression that Sawyer and Noelle were dating. And so now she's like, she's cheating on you, Sawyer, with your dad. And he's like, yeah, I know, I've been there. And everyone's all scandalized and are like, what? And then you find out that Miranda and her dad are already ready to get divorced. They're getting divorced already after 2 weeks of being married because they just fucking, they're too much alike and they hate each other. And yeah. So, obviously, it ends with Noelle being pregnant with Sawyer's kids because Dad did get a vasectomy when he was an adult. Sawyer was born. So, she's pregnant, and they're all going to raise the babies together. And I was just like, At one point, they really did go in the vagina and in the butthole, and you know that their ball sacks touched.
That would be so awkward.
You just know that they had dad-son ball touching. And it just was such a wild book to me, because first of all, she was so young, and I didn't want to finish the book because it weirded me out.
Yes!
But I wanted
that's a really big age difference.
I wanted to talk about it, yeah. And this is like an ongoing theme with her. She does daddy kink. So this one, she didn't call anybody daddy.
He was just literally old enough to be her daddy.
Yeah, I think he was. But she writes so many books that are daddy kinks. Daddy Fever, Daddy Bod, Big Daddy. And it's little girls. Like, the one of them I looked at, and the girl was 18, and he was up almost like 50, and she calls him daddy.
That's just so.
And so
everybody has their own thing.
Yeah,
it's just weird to me.
I'm not gonna bash anyone's kink or anything, but like, they call it being a little. So it's like this girl who's like 18, 19, and she acts like a child. Like, he buys her coloring books and talks to her like a child. And so that just really kind of crosses the line for me.
Yeah.
I was like, if they're older, it's not that, like, because I've read books where the girl's like 20s,
I just feel like you're 25. Still a kid at 18. Even though you're legally an adult, I just feel like you're still a kid.
Listen, I can't, if you're anybody under the age of 25, to me at this point is like a child.
And I can deal with 21.
I was like, barely. I can't even, it's hard
but
for
like,
me to.
But like, that's only 10 years younger.
Yeah,
than
and
me.
It's hard for me. It's hard for me to, when a 21-year-old is like, it's hard for me to like have like the adult to adult.
I think it depends on the maturity of the 21-year-old.
Yeah, because like I was talking about it before with Josh, and I was like, it's like, if you're 18, you're a child. If you're 19, you're a child. If you're 20, you're a child. If you're 21, you're still kind of a fucking child.
But like,
to
you
me.
Didn't feel that way when I was 21.
Well, I was a child.
Right. Like,
I mean, I'm 36 and I still am one of the most immature people I know. So.
I mean, same at 31.
Immaturely mature. Maturely immature.
Like 3.5 weeks, I'll be 32.
I know. I can't go. I just want to go and eat so bad.
Me too. I'm just, because we're paying for us and you and Josh.
Oh, yeah.
So I have to, yeah, from up north.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah. I mean, I'm cool with it if you're from. I was just trying to keep my end of that bargain. But realistically, my husband tips those people so much that, oh my god. Like, oh, everybody's handing him 20s. Here's a $100 bill. Get out of here.
Yeah, you just like worry about paying for you guys, and we'll pay for us, and then like we don't have to wait as long.
Yeah, because then realistically I could do it by the end of this month.
Yeah.
But if we're paying for both, then we might have to wait.
Yeah, because me and Josh like to be a little extra there.
Because
so.
Work kind of sucks.
Yeah, if you were paying for us, I would feel obligated to, like, buy, like, the cheapest meal, and I don't want to be about that life. I like to get the steak and the lobster and the scallops, so.
I like the lobster and the shrimp, because I'm not a big steak person, unless Josh cooks it.
Steak. Listen, I found this recipe and I want him to cook it so bad. I saw it and they put this steak down and they smeared this garlic butter all over the top of it and then slapped it down in a cast iron, and I want him to cook it so bad.
Already sounds good.
I know. So I think this week I'm going to buy the stuff for steak and make him cast iron skillet.
I'm pretty sure
steak.
I'm just making my dad's chili again because my kids ate the hell out of it.
I'm going to make my chili tonight. I'm so far away. Sorry, guys. I'm going to make my chili for dinner tonight. I'm pretty excited. Anyway.
Back on track.
So, yeah. So, she's got multiple books. And it's, like, foster kids. And so, like, every girl has this daddy kink and this little thing because they were a foster kid. And they never got the chance to, like, grow up and, like, be a child or whatever. And, like. Some of them, they're 18, but then they have friends, and then those ones, they're like in their 20, like early 20, 21. And so those ones are a lot easier for me to stomach than the 18 year old. It's just a little too young for me.
Yeah. But
so that's Margot Scott. Yeah. So she's got the one where the dad and the son both bang the same chick. And they're all, everyone's kind of interconnected. So that's kind of interesting. And like, it's got a little bit of like banging my stepbrother and my, and his dad, which obviously they're divorced, so that's not a thing anymore. And she did marry the dad. She didn't marry the stepbrother. She married the dad and then had the stepbrother's babies. And then there's like one where it's like her dad's best friend. Her dad died when she was like little, and he literally held her in the hospital when she was born. And then it's like, how do you transition though?
Yeah, because how do you transition to that?
She's literally 18, and he's like, "Oh, I'm in love with you now."
Yeah, that's weird.
And that one just really, really weirded me out.
It is really weird.
Yeah, it's like one thing if it's like my dad's best friend, and you're like 22 years old, and your dad's best friend is like, you know, in his 40s, and like you didn't really know him when you were a child,
right? Like, but like, if you literally held that little girl as a baby,
you know, I read this,
and helped raise
her. I read this other book, and it was about a biker, like a biker, and her dad was like still alive, and he was like her dad's best friend, and he like taught her how to swim and how to tie her shoes and like ride a bike and stuff, and like he was there when she was like a little child. And
that
then,
just
like,
makes it seem more like grooming them. Like,
yes. Exactly.
Like, if they're that young when you get involved, there's no.
Yeah, that part weirds me out way more than just like some old guy. It's like, oh, look at that 19-year-old. Nice. I mean, that's still weird.
Right, that's
but, like,
just like.
It's less weird than
Matthew
when
McConaughey
was
from
a
that
baby.
One movie, College Girls. You get older and they stay the same age.
Dazed and Confused. I love that
movie. There you
movie.
Go. I couldn't remember the name off the top of my head.
All right. Yeah. Yeah, so I. Yeah, so that's.
Yeah, it's different if, like, they just meet them when they're, like, you know,
yeah.
18 or whatever.
But, you know, like,
18 is still weird to me,
yeah,
but, you know,
it's
whatever.
It's way easier for me to stomach it, even when, they're, just, even when they're 20, because
yeah.
they have, like, a couple of years to, quote-unquote, adult before meeting this old, I mean, but then, like, there's still the whole daddy thing, and it's, like, these yeah. books are all their, like, insta-love books and everything, mm-hmm. like. So, like, this one that I just finished, because, honestly, I've been reading some of them for research purposes, obviously.
Obviously.
But this one that I just finished, this guy owns a gym, and they hire this girl, and she's, like, I think she's 19. Yeah, I think she's 19, and, like, he's, like, 42 or something. They never met before or anything like that. She's the new yoga instructor, but, like, he immediately... is like seduces her in the yoga room after a session. He's like, "Do you want daddy to touch you there?" And she's just like, "Yes." So like immediately they just are both into this daddy kink, and he's like just calling her baby bird. And yeah, and then to her, like her best friend is his niece. But, like, she didn't know. She'd never met him before. But, like, and then, but her best friend and her are on the outs because her best friend's with this really crappy, douchey dude who, like, treats her like shit. And, like, he treats his girlfriend like shit and talks about how skinny and gross she is. And then he's, like, keeps coming on to her fat friend and then telling her she's all fat and gross. And
that's shitty.
Yeah. But anyway, so that was this week. It was kind of sharing Noelle and then kind of just talking about daddy kinks and how I'm not for it, but like some people are, and like good for you.
Yeah,
like I'm not judging.
I mean,
you,
everybody has their
thing.
Own thing.
Yeah, my thing, just so to make everyone more comfortable, my favorite thing is reverse harems, especially if it involves aliens.
Mine is pretty much most smutty books.
I love reverse harems.
Mostly
love
the
them.
Supernatural ones.
I do not, weirdly enough, I cannot read a book if it's two chicks who's like, if it's like a dude with multiple chicks, or even if it's like a couple dudes and a couple chicks, I only want one chick in there. I don't need
it doesn't bother me.
I don't want two badges in the group. That's one too many.
There's one too many.
It's got to be one chick. And I also, I don't know how, because there's reverse harems out there where there's like with 12 dudes.
I would not have the patience for that.
No. No. Absolutely not. I think one of my favorite reverse harems I read, though, was the one with the guy who did have split personality. Mm-hmm. And then when he died, she used her magic and then brought this other personality out and made two different dudes. That was a really good series. Did I ever tell you the name of that one?
You did, but I don't remember it off the top of my head.
It's really good, and it's all on Kindle Unlimited, and you should read it. I think it's called, like, The Magic of Discovery, or Discovery of Magic or something. I'll look it up again. But that was a really good one. It could be a little much for some people because there's a lot of violence in it, and some of it's very descriptive, but I thought it was a really good series, because it's a series of books. There's like four or something. But anyway, that's the end of the episode. Thank you guys for listening.
Till next time.
Till next time.